Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you very much for joining us. We're going to be joined this hour by Larry Pinkney, who I have to tell you is someone I respect so very much. He has a life story that I tell you, everybody should hear his life story. He has done so many things in his life so good for all of us, and a lot of people don't understand and don't know. He is one of my favorite people, and I have to say that I thank him very, very much for standing by and being a co-host on the Power Hour, for being there when I needed him, like many of people were that stood by. And now that I'm back and doing better and feeling great, I'm just so thrilled to have him join us today. Larry Pinkney, thank you so much for joining us and for being there for me. I really appreciate you.
Oh, my dear, dear, dear Sister Joyce, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yes.
All right, you know, and like we used to say back in the day, right back at you.
That is so sweet of you. You know, you are known as being a veteran of the Black Panther Party, a former minister of the Interior of the Republic of New Africa. That one I'd like to have you expound on in just a second. You are a former political prisoner for 10 years, and you have been standing and then standing and doing such an incredible job. And we're going to get to hear about what you think is happening around the country today. But back to that issue of being the Minister of the Interior of the Republic of New Africa. How did that happen?
That happened because at the time I was very seriously concerned with what I considered to be a drive on the part of some black organizations, black American organizations, to become cultural nationalists. I'm not a cultural nationalist, and I was in the party at the time, meaning the Black Panther Party, and I spoke with the high-level national leaders of the party, and the party was not cultural, was not a cultural black nationalist organization, and so I said, you know, how can we address this? So one of the brothers told me, well, look, I tell you how to address it. Why don't you go and tell, you know, the folks with the, we called it the RNA, Republic of New Africa. Why don't you tell them, give them your background and tell them you'd like to be a part of the organization and let them be clear about the fact that you are also a section leader in the Black Panther Party. So that's exactly what I did. My objective was to try and push for a broader view. That is to say, cultural black nationalists, with all due respect, tend to only look at what is affecting black people without seeming to realize that what affects black people really affects everybody, all of us, black, white, brown, red, and yellow. So I went to the RNA. They were delighted. Their top leadership was delighted and asked me, would I serve as a go-between and coordinator between the RNA and the party? And I made it quite clear that, you know, I said, people have evolved, and we need to evolve. That's what my point was. I said, you know, Malcolm evolved. He didn't just simply stay a cultural black nationalist. He evolved into an internationalist. He evolved into understanding and recognizing, acknowledging that all people of all colors who seek justice have to come together. So that's how I was appointed by the RNA as the Regional Minister of Interior for that organization.
Interesting. And then also, I'd like for you, because I know that there's always new people listening to the Power Hour, and I feel like this obligation to explain to them what the Black Panther Party was really about, since we've all unfortunately been agendized by the mainstream media and given the idea of what they wanted us to think the Black Panther Party was. Explain that. You know, the family that you came from, the life that you lived, and why you did what you did with the Black Panther Party.
Well, I came from a family of my mother and father were school teachers. So I, you know, school teachers don't make very much money. So it was a lower middle class family. However, since both my mother and father were school teachers, they emphasized upon me the need to be a critical thinker. Don't just accept what other people say. Check things out for yourself. So when I found myself in California, I decided to do just that, to check out what was going on with the Black Panther Party, because I'd heard so many negative things, of course, from the corporate stream media, the what I call the vomit stream media, radio, television, newspapers, magazines. So I made it a point to find out. And of course, I can't really say I was shocked, but let's just say I was dismayed to learn that the information that was being put out about the Black Panther Party was 99.9% incorrect, untrue, and it really bothered me. So I joined the party in 1967. The party was founded. I say the party, I'm talking about the Black Panther Party. And I'm talking about the original Black Panther Party.
Thank you.
Please don't be confused. We're not talking about the so-called new Black Panthers. They had little or nothing to do with our legacy, our background. The Black Panther Party was founded in Oakland, California, in October of 1966. I joined the party approximately a year later, and became a section leader in the party, as well as a very close colleague of a number of people, both in the rank and file of the party, as well as the mid and national sections of the party. In other words, the national leadership of the party, which is why I'm in the archives today of Huey P. Newton at Stanford University. Anyway, the point is simply this. The party had a 10-point program, very clear, very simple, easily understood by anyone, okay? That program dealt with the right to education, the right to be to housing, decent housing, voting, all of these very basic, by the way, constitutional, not unconstitutional, but constitutional items that one would have thought that the government would have been delighted. Well, not really, but if the government believed what it was saying, they would have been delighted. Of course,
right.
They were not delighted that, you know, this was consternation, plus the fact that the Black Panther Party, again, I stress, talking about the original Black Panther Party, in my view, the only Black Panther Party, we definitely had working, and I repeat, not just verbal, but working alliances with white organizations, brown organizations, native indigenous red organizations, and Asian organizations in this country, in the United States. And we worked together, for example, with the Peace and Freedom Party, which, by the way, still exists in California. And that party was and remains predominantly white. We said, well, so what? Their objectives and our objectives are very, very close, and we need to work with our sisters and brothers of all colors. But that's not the impression that was given, and quite frankly, right up to this year, 2015, it's still this misinformation and disinformation being given about the party. The party, of course, lasted or existed as a functioning party for a little over 10 years before we were utterly physically, and I say physically, decimated. Though our legacy is still quite strong, notwithstanding the fact that we have so-called new Black Panthers who are trying to distort our legacy and to expropriate our name, et cetera, et cetera. I also want to point out that the Black Panther Party was the first organization in this nation to have a national, I repeat, national breakfast for children program. We believe that no child, black, white, brown, red, or yellow, should go to school with their stomach growling. We said no. They need to have a full belly. They need to be taken care of before they go to school, so that when they're in school, they can be attentive to what is actually occurring. That's one program. Another national program that the party had was the what we call the free medical program, where we went out into the community, contacted people who were in the field of medicine, and we said, look, you know as well as we that people cannot afford decent medical care. Help us. You don't have to join the party, but help us. Mm-hmm. Help us to make sure that the people, and by the way, it was not limited. These programs were not, repeat, not limited to just black folks. And again, this is the misinformation and disinformation that was put out then and is still put out now.
That's right. And that's why it's so important that people hear what how they have been lied to for many, 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 many years. This is not just something new. And so they had to mitigate the impact and the effectiveness of the Black Panther Party because they were doing such a good job. And as a victim of that, Larry Pinkney spent 10 years in prison for something he did not do. We'll be back after this four-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us and doing the next right and honorable thing. You know, it just makes your day so much better when you hear from someone like Larry Pinkney, who's done the next right and honorable thing and has lived a life of doing that. And I just consider him to be one of my best friends, though I never have been able to hug your neck yet and meet you, which I really wish that we could. I wish somebody would hold a big meeting somewhere where all the people come that I respect the most, and we could just meet each other and talk and break bread together. That would be so special. You know, the issue of what's happening around the country with respect to race now is just being, you know, cussed and discussed and debated and attacked, and it just seems like we're only getting worse in the hole. At least that's my opinion. These deaths that have occurred, and then the exoneration of the militaristic police, the exoneration of them is just getting to be, I don't know. I've been so anxious to hear what your take is on all of this, whether it's Baltimore or Cleveland or whatever. You know, when somebody asks you your opinion on this or where you stand on this, how do you respond to that, Larry?
I respond, my sister, by pointing out that what we need in this country, first and foremost, is to acknowledge the fact that all of us matter. You know, there's a slogan out called Black Lives Matter. I'm sure everybody's heard of that. Okay. But you know what? That's true, but all lives matter. You see, because if all lives don't matter, how can black lives matter? You know, so I believe that all lives matter. I also know that the horrendous actions in many, many cases, I'm not going to say all cases, but in many, many cases, the horrendous actions by the militarized police, we have to trace that back to where it's emanating from. From where is this emanating? It's emanating from the same kinds of folks who've been around the elite. I call them the power elite. And by the way, that includes folks of so-called color. You've heard the expression people of color, which I often joke about because I say, well, what are white people, transparent? But anyway, that's just a personal inside joke. But it includes it, meaning the power elite. this tiny elite also, if you pay close attention, includes a number of black folks from Barack Obama on down. Let's be honest. And I say to people, we have to begin from a point of honesty. Now, if we're going to shuck and jive, if we're going to point fingers and engage in constant recriminations, then it's no point in even having the discussion. But if we are going to start from a point of honesty, honor, and respect with each other, whether we agree or disagree is not the point. The point is to begin from the point of honesty, take it from there to understand that other people's perspectives are also valid. And when we do that, we come to a realization that the power, as we used to say in the original Black Panther Party, one of our slogans was all power to the people, black, white, brown, red, and yellow, all power to the people. And when we do that, that becomes reality. So to sum it all up, or try to sum up what I just said, I think that the corporate stream media, what I call the vomit stream media, because all we get is vomit, regurgitated lies, okay, is engaged heavily in doing all that it can to play us off against each other. My pain for the murders of black people is the same pain that I have for the murders of white, brown, red, or yellow people. Because they are all, you are all, my sisters and brothers.
Wow. That's phenomenal. And I agree with you so very much. I just see, but you know what I'm afraid I'm seeing on television is the intentional division of people. No matter what happens, no matter how they handle the story, it's like Fox takes one end of the story and CNN takes the other, and they always are different. You know, Fox is supposed to be, you know, against abortions, and CNN's supposed to be more favored toward abortions. And, I mean, they always pick the opposite side of the fence and promote that story and leave people questioning and not knowing what is really the truth. But it seems as though the division is getting worse now rather than better. And my goodness, we have a black president or half black president. So why is that? How is that working for us? Not at all. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with our guest today, Larry Pinkney. Stay tuned to the Power Hour, Joyce Riley. We're talking to Larry Pinkney today, and Larry, I would like for you to give us a real-life example of what happened when you were in prison and how you addressed the issue of the races together, because it probably is not more evident any place than in a prison, but how you handled it and you resolved it, and why I think you should be in charge of all civil rights issues in this country today.
You're incredible, Joyce. Well, when I was incarcerated, imprisoned, you know, I was in some of the most horrible prisons in the country. But anyway, the point is that...
Give me an example. No, seriously, tell them, because it'll prove that...
Well, there was literally killing. And when I say literally, I mean literally. Blacks and whites and Chicanos, you know, native, indigenous people were literally killing each other, all based on one thing, pigmentation, color, okay? If a person found themselves, a prisoner found themselves in the wrong part of the prison, that was probably going to be his last day alive, because he would be, the expression that was used then was shanked, meaning knifed to death. That 13-14 times, okay? Mm-hmm. But I was blessed in the sense that, you know, everyone knew that I had been a member of the party, of the Black Panther Party. Some people had certain assumptions about that. In fact, mostly everybody had assumptions about that. But this included the white prisoners as well. And what happened was that a leader quote unquote, of the neo-Nazi slash Aryan Brotherhood in the prison had been set up by the prison officials. Now, that's important to a prisoner because if you're set up and charged internally, your sentence can actually be extended. Just remember that. So it's very important to any prisoner. Okay, so this particular individual actually approached me and said, look, I hear you're a jailhouse lawyer. Will you defend me? And I looked at him and I said, tell me the details. Well, he told me the details. I said, okay, we need proof. We need to get proof of what you're saying. So we did. We did our work. And, of course, some of the other folks, including white, black, Chicanos, et cetera, said to me, Larry, you're not going to defend that guy, are you? I mean, he's a racist. And I said, you know what? I absolutely am going to defend him because it's not about just defending him. It's defending all of us. You know, my point was, don't you get it? You know, it's a divide and conquer game. So I did defend him. We went to what was called a warden's court. That's a court that they hold within prison. They dare to call it a court. But the long and short of it, Joyce, is that we won. We won. And the killing stopped, by the way. They threw me in, the prison authorities threw me into solitary confinement. They were so enraged. But that was a very stupid move on their part because suddenly the whites, the blacks, the browns, the native brothers, you know, said, wait a damn minute. This guy stood up for all of us. The killing stopped. And that's what I wanted. I'm not asking people to be in love with each other. I am demanding that people respect each other. And I shall always remember that. And that happened to be in a prison in California.
That's an amazing story. You served 10 years for a crime you didn't.
This is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramol began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are left to eat. Yum!
That's an amazing story. You served 10 years for a crime you didn't do. You were set up. And the tragedy is that your life was, you know, the tragedy is that you spent 10 years there. But the good news is that it certainly served a point and the lesson goes on. I mean, the teachable moment continues of what you did. Let's talk about how you see what's happening on television. Given the fact that we have a black president now and many, many people in his administration that are black, you would think that things would be so much better, but they are absolutely worse. And when you see CNN and Fox dealing with these issues, all they're doing, in my estimation, is driving people apart. How do you think, and what do you think the goal is here?
That is the goal. Drive people apart, keep people apart, keep them in fear. For God's sake, their opinion is never let the people actually come together and really talk with, not to, not at, but with each other. This is why, you know, we talk about this so-called, and I say so-called black president. I say so-called because black is not just pigmentation. Black is a consciousness. A state of mind. Black understands that in order for there to be black, there has to be white, brown, red, and yellow. That's what real blackness understands. Okay, but, you know, Barack Obama and all his other minions, be they Democrat or Republican, the name of the game has been to keep this phony, fake, left, right paradigm. It's a phony, fake paradigm. CNN, Fox News, PBS. Give me a break. They've been, perpetuating and propagating this game for, the last, well over a century. And it's worked. It's worked because the people have constantly, we everyday ordinary people have gone for the ghost. In other words, we've allowed ourselves, as Malcolm would say, to be bamboozled. And, it's like when folks said, I'm with Obama. I'm down with Obama. Why? Well, he black. No, excuse me. That's not why we make our decisions. As Dr. Martin Luther King said, it's about the content of one's character, not the color of one's skin. So I think that what we're seeing, and I like the example that you used, for example, of CNN and Fox and really all the rest of them, because they're playing this vicious, vicious game. And that's done to maintain control. Maintain control. First of all, the French philosopher Albert Camus said, what better way to enslave a man or a woman, a person, than to give them the vote and tell them they're free? Well, if the vote is given to you, then you don't have the vote. This is something constitutionally and with respect to the Declaration of Independence. Nobody can give you the vote. Please. That's why we have billionaires and millionaires who control our entire political system, particularly on the federal level, but not merely limited to the federal level. But that's why. And, it doesn't take a rocket scientist, to figure this out. The reality is that I keep stressing, and I will stress until my dying breath, that all the people, we're in this together. We're in it together. That doesn't mean we have to agree, because if anybody agrees with me 100% of the time and I agree with them 100% of the time, Joyce, one of us is lying.
Right.
We don't want liars.
Right.
We don't want robots. We want honest brokers. We want honest people, and we'll work it out. We'll work it through, but we have to take the initiative to have direct contact with each other. And the federal government, the corporate controlled power elite federal government, I don't care what the color of the so-called party, Democrat or Republican, they do not, I repeat, they do not want this. Why? Because then they lose control of the narrative, of the story, of the narrative. We must take control. Who's we? Everyday, ordinary, black, white, brown, red, and yellow people. Everyday, ordinary, struggling people. Let's take back our narrative. Let's take back our country.
Awesome. I could not agree more. I could not agree more. Now, let me ask you, if you watch television like CNN and you see their black talk show host on there, news, whatever they want to call them, they're kind of like, to me, shills, but, they do the job, the bidding of the network. But they do it as a black person. Do you see that this is helping or hurting? Do you see that there is an education by these people that understand the black-white issue? Or do you think they are just participating and continuing the government agenda there to keep people split?
Well, they're definitely continuing the government agenda, the government narrative, if you will. That's what it's all about. So what? They're biologically black. And I use that term deliberately, or that word, biologically black. So we got to understand that, as I said earlier, blackness is the inclusiveness of all color. So to be biologically black without consciousness, without conscience, is not to be black at all. And their job is to continue to propagate. I don't care whether they're for CNN or Fox News or PBS. That's why they're in those positions. No matter what they say, watch what they do. Watch what the end game is. And the end game is always to control the narrative to keep that narrative from being controlled by we ordinary everyday people. So to answer your question, absolutely, they are nothing more than shills. And since I'm on the radio, I'm going to be very careful and just leave it at that. When I say careful, there's some other terms I'd like to refer to them as, but I'll just restrain myself.
Well, and how? Where can people read your information? By the way, I want to open up the phone lines. If you would like to talk to Larry Pinkney yourself, give us a call at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. Chris, I know you're hanging on there, but where can people read or hear you, Larry?
Okay, first place, just go to blackactivistwg.org. WG stands for Writers Guild. That's blackactivistwg.org. It goes from 1968 to May, just a few days ago, of 2015. You can see all kinds of things that I've written and interviews, et cetera, including interviews with you, Joyce. So also go to IntrepidReport.com. Just put in my name. Go to IntrepidReport.com, and you'll see articles that I have, many, many, many articles that I have written. And I'm a former editorial board member with the Black Commentator, and you can go to the Black Commentator and see what I have been writing since 07, 08, et cetera, with that. So I won't go on and on.
Okay, very good. There you got it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Larry Pinkney.
Thank you very much, Joyce and Larry. I am so impressed by every time I hear you speak, Larry. And I've been encouraging a local, purportedly community-sponsored radio station here in the MacDill Air Force Base market to have you on, and especially their Black Interest show that's on Sunday mornings. And I'd like to ask, perhaps, would you like to call up sometime? You can listen online at WMNF.org. And I ask this especially because, as of late, they have been restricting the callers, especially those such as myself who have web access to check what they say, or even when we agree with them and support their points with facts for them, because they are, as you say, vicious, preying on people's vice. They're pretenders trying to discredit certain points by not providing the supporting facts and trying to stop callers who do. And they're even removing call-in shows to become more of a music station. Many are upset with that. And most of the radio personalities will not condemn when I've asked them to bounty that was put on George Zimmerman, which is inciting a riot, which is illegal by state and federal statutes. Now, recently, there's one exception to that. Otis Anthony, who's the host of that Sunday morning show, who I did get to reverse his position on, you know, because Officer Darren Wilson in Ferguson, Missouri, there was a bounty put out on him, and I asked once again if he agreed with this radio personality, I'll call her Michelle Williams, who is the former head of the Tampa New Black Panther Party, calling for the bounty. Yeah, she's the one who called for bounty on George Zimmerman. And soon after, you know, we were calling her out as a likely agent provocateur. Well, soon after that, she was prosecuted, since her position as a likely agent provocateur was revealed. She was prosecuted for trying to sell a house that did not belong to her. That money, that $10,000 bounty money for George Zimmerman, was apparently dirty money that she had made from that $15,000 transaction trying to sell a house that didn't belong to her.
Let me get the response from Larry Pinkney on what you've said thus far. Larry, go ahead.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for calling in. I should be saying thank you to everyone, the audience of the Power Hour. But thank you very much for calling in. Let me say that, yes, I will hone in. You said WM. Tell me again, what is the station?
W as in woman. And right. M as in N, and N as in Nancy, and F as in Frank. WMNF.org. It's 88.5 FM, but they have callers from all across the country calling in.
I will check it out. I appreciate it. You know, it's no secret that persons like myself, the power elite, the establishment, I don't care what their color is, do not want me on because I will say what I say. I'm consistent about it. And the fact of the matter is that it's a threat. It's a threat. But that's their problem. It's really not our problem. It's their problem because the information is going to get out there anyway.
Yes, they have the right to be wrong. They have the right to be wrong. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Larry Pinkney is our guest today. This is Joyce Riley. Says, thank you, Chris, for that phone call. We have the smartest listeners out there, I got to tell you. Let's go to Jack in Texas. Go ahead, please, Jack. You're on the air with Larry Pinkney.
Yes, Joyce. How you doing?
Blessed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Larry, I got a question for you. You were in for 10 years, falsely accused and imprisoned. My question to you, I too, just got out of federal prison myself a few months back. I was in for a falsely charged for tax evasion. But anyway, mm-hmm. I didn't do 10, it wasn't 10 years, fortunately. I was 23 months. I'm now dealing with the after effects. But at any rate, my question to you is, how did you let go of the anger? You seem like you obviously have moved on and done well for yourself afterwards.
Good question, Jack. Good question. And I'm so glad that you're calling in today. And a lot of people have been following you over the past 2 years that you were, of course, incarcerated. I'm so glad that we get to know you again. Larry, how did you resolve all of that feeling?
Well, it's a constant struggle. I'm not going to sit here or stand here today and say that there are not times that I do not feel immense anger. But I try to remember the words of Dr. King and others, not just Dr. King, but essentially what people have said is, look, either we are going to let our anger eat us up and destroy us, or we are going to resolve that anger. That doesn't mean that we no longer recognize what was wrongfully done to us and the ramifications and repercussions of it. That doesn't mean that. So for me, the best way that I know of is to just continue the struggle. We say a luta continua. All that means is the struggle continues. So I remember the words of Bobby Sands, the Irish freedom fighter, and Bobby said, the late Bobby Sands, the martyred Bobby Sands, he said, our revenge will be the laughter of our children. And that's what I try to keep in my heart and my mind.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you, Jack. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, we lost track of you when you were gone. We wanted to write to you and all and just could not find you. But thank you so much for calling in today, and we wish you the best. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Well, Joyce, you're going to have to fight me for the presidency of the Larry, the real deal, Pinkney fan club.
Yeah, you're right. I think we all want to be president of that club.
Well, the thing is, because he is the real deal. The thing is, because often I hear whites guilty of the same things they accuse the blacks of. He really wants justice for everybody who's been treated unfairly. And there is still so much divisiveness and people only concerned with the freedom and justice for their own group. And we will never win with that attitude. You know, there's an article at Truth Out about angry white man syndrome written by a sociologist called Mike Kimmel, and he says they are justified in their anger. But he also says they aim it at the wrong people. They aim it downward instead of upward, and they scapegoat women and people of color and blame them instead of the men above them who have put them in this position.
Oh, good call. Good call. Thank you very much. Yeah, I will be running for president of that club with you. Thank you very much, Renee in North Carolina. Larry Pinkney, thank you for joining us today. You're always welcome at the Power Hour for sure.
Joyce, Joyce, thank you. Thank the audience. Sister, I love you. Stay strong. Carry on. Each one, reach one. Each one, teach one. Thank you, my sister.
I like it. You have a blessed day, sir. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking Sandy Hook. What happened at Sandy Hook? What's the latest? And there is a latest bit of information coming from that issue. We'll talk. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, and that is certainly what our guest does, Dr. Cass Ingram. He is a physician, he's a writer, he's a speaker, he's a researcher. He has created some of the most incredible formularies for products that are so outstanding, each and every one of them. But let me welcome Dr. Cass Ingram. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Just a great pleasure. Great to be with you and with all these special interest groups infesting the system. It's very important, only one thing, to keep your health in top condition, prevention. And if you have a disease, let's get rid of it. That's what it's all about. And then stay in good health. You mentioned the blueberries much more than that as well.
Isn't it amazing that really we're down to the point where all we can control is what goes into our body, and even that we have to be extremely careful of?
Well, that's very true. The tainting is widespread. But what I've found is a formula of keeping people in good health and reversing disease using the wild plants, the godly things. In fact, I just published an interesting thread on CassIngram.com called The Cure is in the Bible, which will be a new book I'll be producing. I'm just excited about that now.
Ooh.
But yeah, the cure is there. And so these wild plants, even with all the toxicity and the challenges, the Lyme, the biogerms, they are capable of eradicating any disease. And just you need a cooperative patient, maybe even an uncooperative one if we could shove it down them. it gets the job done.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're talking to Dr. Cass Ingram. We've only got him for a few more minutes, but I wanted to ask you what your thoughts are on this ridiculous story about, oh, we are so stupid, we just can't figure out what's live and not live, and we could have killed off the whole entire world but didn't. Your comment on that, please, Dr. Cass.
They're corrupt. How did they have power outages on Plum Island, and then West Nile and Lyme show up, within 5-7 miles. Who knows what kind of incompetence? When you're fiddling around trying to kill the human race or kill the bad guys with biological weapons that you alter the immune system, can't even recognize it. Weaponized anthrax is 1,000 times more deadly than regular anthrax. Who are they kidding? They're out to kill people, to murder them.
Yeah.
Murder
no
defenseless
kidding.
People.
No kidding.
How can you explain it?
The "oh, we are so stupid" excuse is wearing very thin when the CDC, the NIH, and everybody out there that's supposed to be expressly adept at taking care of these things, and we're not supposed to be doing biological warfare agents in the first place, I'm going to tell you, for offensive reasons.
Well, Bill Gates says that we need to kill people to reduce the carbon imprint and so we can have safaris in Africa. I mean, he said it, right? So you have to hold him to it, and you have to realize that there are bigger people than him that are quite happy to figure out ways to cull the human race, as if they might need to knock down a population of elephants. So you better darn well protect yourself. Now, as far as anthrax goes, I was called in to do a test on that, and that got over to the Pentagon, my work. Never get any credit for it, of course, where I put together a formula. You have it, this Aregarest, the oil and the capsules.
Really?
I put that formula together, sent it to Celsus Lab. That's before it even became a product. And maybe it was about one that was already there, I don't know. But it obliterated the miserable thing better than the oregano oil did. And,
so Aregarest would work in treatment of anthrax. But we can't say that, though.
No, you can't say it. And I'm not saying it, but I did do that work at Celsus Labs, and I can prove it. It got to the Pentagon. It got to the White House because the results were astounding. It neutralized the miserable thing. Oregano oil did pretty good, but the weaponized anthrax grew back with the combination of these spices.
So
it did not grow back.
Arega Resp is the one.
Arega Resp
that you did
was
the study on.
The ingredients of it in an oil form, but it's more potent in the Arega Resp form. So, I mean, how likely is it? But if this did break out in a lab, I guess people need to know that that would be a go-to thing for prevention and to protect this. But, you know, we can't hype this because it's very unlikely that the public at large, unless somebody drops a bomb on them. Oh, yeah. It's going to come right there from the CIA Mossad invention, Al Mossad Aida or Qaeda or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
I mean,
and we're just sitting ducks waiting for whatever's going to happen because they've been telling us it's going to happen. And so now that they don't have the Patriot Act for 72 hours, you know, get ready is all I can
say. Well, that's what this is about, isn't it, then? Oh,
well,
I forgot.
Think, yeah,
that's
I think.
It's a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Another hoax.
I didn't think. It's a fake.
Another
oh,
fraud.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
they didn't mail anything out.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life, probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.